Is the glass half full or half empty? The quantum nature of this expression, the quantum nature of this material, comes from the fact that Einstein discovered that light can be both a particle and a wave. Technology teaches us that light can behave as a particle and a wave, and it has both properties. So if you test it as a particle, it appears as a particle and functions and performs as a particle. When you test it as a wave, it has completely different properties. It functions and performs as a wave. In normal reality, in traditional physical science, things don't have both the ability to function as a wave and the ability to function as a particle. So in this quantum nature of things that can be both, I'll ask frequently or I'll refer frequently to the glass half full, glass half empty. And you can ask yourself this question now. If I were to put that glass on your table and the water's at the perfect halfway mark, and I say to you, is it half full or half empty? Everybody knows what the answer should be. And some of you will say, oh, it should be half full. Some of you, the glass literally is half full. More of you, and again, we know this from science and research, we know this from studying people and where they are in life and what their attitudes are. For many of you, the glass is half empty. But it's a trick question because the glass is always, always both. The real question is, what are you? If you're observing life and you're half full, you'll experience life as half full. If you're observing life and you're half empty, you will experience the half emptiness. And as you bounce back and forth, because nobody is locked into one extreme or the other, maybe a good portion of your life is half full because it's easy. Maybe the half empty thoughts, feelings, actions only appear in the critical, intense time. But again, here's the word counterintuitive. Counterintuitively, that's the very time, when it's intense, when it's critical, when the chips are down, that you must be half full. If you're half empty when life is easy, there's not really an impact to you. Other than it doesn't feel so good, or maybe you're not as happy as you could be, but when you're looking at success and your results and outcomes and achievements and trying to elevate the inevitable you to another level, counterintuitively, that is the time that half full must appear. That is the time when, for many of you, it's absolutely the hardest to appear. So we're going to study that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the fact that at any given moment, life can be both good and bad, light and dark, half full and half empty. That's the quantum nature of this. The real question is, what are you? Why are you? And how are you going to be different if you truthfully answer that question and you don't like the answer? Now, most of you struggle with, well, how do I be different? So you'll use the old thinking. You'll try harder. You'll try louder. You'll try more intensely. You'll try more repetitiously. You don't quit. You're not a quitter. You're just following old recipes, old strategies, old patterns, and being stuck, you wonder, how am I going to get out of this hole? You're going to learn to live in an extremely deep foundational place where during the crisis time, at the critical moment, and again, counterintuitively, that's the moment when your greatest growth occurs. You're not growing when it's easy. You're growing when it's hard. You're learning more when it's hard. Your greatest success is produced not when it's easy, but when it's hard. So counterintuitively, this deep foundation of integrity and power and truth, you will begin to learn to study, to reflect, to absorb. And the focus of this book is that when you wake up tomorrow morning, not incrementally and not over time and not through some mysterious process that if you just do baby steps and you do them well and you're more successful at baby steps, blah, blah, blah. That's all traditional psychology. And that's why these new age energy patterns, quantum physics, or neural programs that run in your mind all line up, all teach us the same thing. Know what you want, and you will create that at a high level. Fear what you don't want. Focus on getting less of what you don't want, and in reality, all you'll create is more of what you don't want. So to conclude the seven myths, I began with telling you that there were popular leeches on your finger, not designed by stupid or evil people. In fact, if they were, it'd be far easier to disavow what they taught us. But we sense their care. We believe in their professionalism. So like all other times in our history, when the world was flat, or the solar system revolved around the Earth, or even in my ever-present leeches story, what do you believe people will laugh at us about in 100 years? Besides cigarettes and all the prescribed medications we take, I think they will chuckle that we forgot our power, that we believe that we were such a limited, broken species. So we have discussed 7 ways that popularly held beliefs contribute to that. Let's keep adding to that storehouse of knowledge that the old you must possess now. And hopefully you're keeping pace with the exercises in the workbook. They will contribute a lot to not only reinforcing these truths, but more specifically, how these truths really matter to the old you. Go make magic in your workbook and get ready for more magic back here.